It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we can be together again, you and I. I brought an empty suitcase today. Can you imagine why? Well, this is the suitcase we're going to loan to the McFeelys for their trip. I'll just show you inside. It has a part up here where you can put clothes and things. And then it has a part down here where you can put other clothes and things. I'll just put something in here. Suitcase. I suppose originally it was a case for suits. Yep. I'll pack a sweater in there and show you. Usually you fold your clothes in a certain way before packing them. There. What's in the suitcase now? Are you sure? Are you sure there's a sweater in there? Let's look and see. Would it be up here? Or down here? This is where we packed it. Right down here, and that's just where it is. There. I'd like to show you this, too. This is just part of my work. This is my briefcase. Brief means letter. And you know what case means. So it's a case for letters. See all the things I have in here? Even an extra microphone. You see my little microphone here? That microphone helps you to hear me. Mm-hmm. And in here, oh, these are some songs that I'm writing and some programs that I'm writing, all part of my briefcase. Yeah, this isn't something that I would loan to the McFeelys. No, that's something that I need every day to work with. I'll call the McFeelys and see if they'd like us to bring it over. They're going on a trip. I've seen people who have put their clothes in wooden boxes with handles on them. Very good way to carry things. Sure, you can carry your clothes in a box. Don't necessarily need to. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? It's Fred Rogers. Yes, I have the suitcase that Mrs. Rogers and I are loaning you. Oh. Oh, we will. Okay, well, it's nice that he's coming over, but we were all set to come over there. I see. Well, maybe tomorrow. Okay, Mrs. McFeely. Goodbye. Well, she really sounded busy. Well, I guess there's a lot to do to get ready for a trip. But she said Mr. McFeely was out getting some things for his grandchildren, and so he would stop by here for the suitcase. I was just thinking, you know, it takes a person for practically everything. You know, it took a person to think of borrowing that suitcase. Took a person to make my briefcase. Took a person to make this telephone call that I just made. Takes a person to feed my fish. Yeah. Let's feed the fish. It took a person to turn on your television set. I mean, the food for the fish just wouldn't move up by itself, move over and go like that. That food wouldn't do anything if somebody didn't just pick it up. No. It takes a person for practically everything. It takes a person to feed a fish. It takes a person to talk to a friend. It takes a person to care for a pet. You see, it takes a person like you or me. It takes a person to build a bridge. It takes a person to sing a song. It takes a person to think of things to do. I'm a person, and so are you. It takes a person for everything. Look around you and see all the things that it takes a person to do. Mm-hmm. It took a person to knock on my door. Let's see who that person is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Busy day, Mr. Rogers.
I'm sure it's a busy day. Now, I have your suitcase here.
All right.
Joanne and I were glad to loan this to you. Would this be just the kind?
Well, can I look at it for a minute?
Sure.
All righty. How do you open it?
Just this way. Turn just like that, you see? All the way around.
Just
that's
like
it.
That. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, there's a compartment over on this side.
That's right. There's that, and then there's one exactly the same on the other.
Oh, this is just fine. Just fine.
Well, we wanted it to be right for you.
This will come in handy. Oh, I want to show you what I bought my granddaughter.
A microscope.
A microscope, that's right.
May I look inside?
Certainly may.
Boy, that looks fancy. Is she interested in things like that?
She's interested in plants, and we're going to be working on this together when we visit. And, you know, I taught her a word the last time we were together. It was called botany.
Botany?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the study of plants.
That's right.
But what are you going to use this for in plants?
Well, we'll put a little... You can put a little piece of a plant underneath here, maybe a leaf or something, and just look through the top here and you can examine.
I see. Boy, they're lucky to have you for a grandfather, Mr. McFeely. You'll work with her with this, huh?
Certainly will. Be a lot of fun. I have some more things to buy for the other grandchildren, so I'm in a very busy rush today. Busy rush.
Well, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that I could do for you while you're away?
Well, let me see. Bob Tro's taking care of the speedy delivery service, and Betty Abron will be taking care of the animals.
I see. Well, if there's anything I could do, I'd just Just tell
me. Well, you may call Bob Cho. There's a lot of deliveries. He may need some help.
Good. I'll be glad to do that.
Okay. Well, I'll just speedy delivery on out of here now.
I hope you have a good trip. We may be able to see you tomorrow before you go.
I hope so. Good day and thank you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Let's call Bob Cho. Just to get that straight, see if we could give him any help. I'm sure there are a lot of deliveries. Boy, Mr. McFeely has a big business. Hello, Bob. It's Fred Rogers. Just talking with Mr. McFeely, and I understand you're in charge of speedy delivery while he's gone. Yes, well, I'm glad she's better, too. Yeah. Well, I just wondered if there was anything that we could do to help you. Thursday? Sure, as far as I know. I'll be glad to help. All right, fine. Okay, I'll be checking with you. Goodbye. Bob says that on Thursday, he needs some extra special help. So I'll give him a hand then. How about our having some make-believe now? Maybe about Bob Cho. Let's pretend he's Robert Troll today in the neighborhood of make-believe. And let's pretend that Robert Troll is very, very happy because Queen Sarah's all better. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe, friends.
Queen Sarah's all well. Queen Sarah's all well. Da-da-da.
Hey, Robert Troll, what are you singing about?
Well, Corny, I just left the King and Dr. Bill, and Queen Sarah's all well again.
Oh, well, hooray for Queen Sarah. Well, maybe rocking in my chair was what cured her.
Well, I'm sure that helped, but the main thing is Dr. Bill says that she has to just take it easy for a while, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, if you hear about anything that I could do, just let me know, all right?
Okay, you're always a help, Corny.
Boy, Queen Sarah's all well.
Doot, 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 doot.
Queen Sarah's all well.
We'll see you, Corny.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Do, 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 do. Henrietta Pussycat, ring, 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 and X the Owl, knock, 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 knock.
And how are you today?
I'm just fine.
Oh, Robert Troll, what have you to say?
Oh, I got lots of good things to say today.
Meow, 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 Robert Troll.
Meow, Henrietta.
Meow.
Listen, you two.
Yeah?
I just got terrific news from the king.
Terrific news?
Meow, 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 news.
The Queen Sarah is well again.
Oh, hooray, that's nifty news.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, be able to walk, meow, Prince Tuesday. Meow, 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 in the garden, meow. Meow, do all sorts of things.
Yes, she'll be
that's
able
right.
to do every imaginable thing.
But Dr. Bill says she's got to really take it easy. There is a definite improvement, but you have to take it easy for a while.
But you mean we can see her and talk to her and be near her again?
That's right.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Really missed Meow Sarah.
Me too.
Meow, 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 meow. Anything, meow, meow, help Meow Queen Sarah?
Well, I can't think of anything right now, but if I hear of something that we can do to help, I'll let you both know.
Oh, thanks, Robert Troll.
Okay.
Queen Sarah's all well.
Da 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 ding 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 do 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 do. Queen Sarah's all well. Queen. I'm at Harriet's. Okay. Hi, Dr. Bill. What are you doing?
Oh, am I glad to see you, Robert Troll. Well,
is there anything I can do to help?
I am trying to get this box out of the hole, but the box and I just don't seem to fit at the same time.
Oh, well, maybe you could take the box and just sort of bring us in around a little bit and then push it up in there and then just drown it and then bring it down in front. And if you could just swing around a little bit.
I have it. Here, if I go down below with the box and if I can push it up from below, I think maybe we get it that way.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll be up here, and when you push it out that way, I'll be up here to catch it so it won't fall out, okay?
Precisely. We'll work on it together.
Oh, good.
All right. Down we go. Oh, here.
Ready when you are, Dr. Bill.
All right. I'm trying to push it up.
Okay.
It's a bit awkward to fit through this hole here like this.
I see it. I'll help you.
Be very careful. It's very fragile.
Is it?
All right. Oh, thank you. Now we're coming.
Oh, that is fragile.
Oh.
What? This is microscope.
Well, you're Bill, right, Robert Troll?
Well, where are you going to take a microscope, Dr. Bill?
Well, this is an old one I had when I was in high school. I'm giving it to Queen Sarah.
You're going to give a microscope to Queen Sarah?
Aye. You see, she has to stay very quiet for a few more days, even though she's better.
Oh, well, maybe we could find some...
Yeah, well, maybe she'd like to look at some plants through a microscope. That's the right way, reason we're giving it to her.
Oh, well, good. And maybe we could find some things that she could use to look at.
Why, that's Bill, thoughtful of you, Robert.
Oh, well, if I can help, I always like to help.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll get this over to her, and then I've got to be back at my office.
Oh, yeah, well, sure, here.
Right,
I'll give it to you then.
Very careful now.
Yep, right, watch
quite
it.
Quite fragile.
Okay, all you right. Got her?
All right, I'll be away to the office then.
All
thank
right,
you, Robert Troll.
So goodbye. Long. Well, Daniel the tame striped tiger.
I thought I heard you. Hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Daniel.
Did you know that today is National Mulberry Day?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know it's also the day that Dr. Bill says that Queen Sarah is all better.
All better?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't feel bad and cough and sneeze?
That's right.
Hooray! Oh, Queen Sarah's all better.
I was hoping you'd be happy about that.
Boy.
Isn't that terrific for you, Daniel?
Shake on that. Hey, do you suppose there's anything we could do for her?
Well, Dr. Bill says she's got to be quiet and stay around the castle for a while.
Oh.
And he gave her this microscope so that she could study plants and stuff.
Oh. Well, maybe she'd like to look at some of the flowers and things at the top of my clock.
Oh, that's a terrific idea, Daniel. Do you think we could have one or two of those?
Sure. I'll just go up and get one.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Sure are a lot of pretty ones up there.
I am. Now, I wonder what she'd like.
Oh, I think Daniel should like that little one, that little yellow one right there.
This one here?
That's the one.
Okay, I'll bring it down.
Okay.
It's a nice one.
Oh,
that's
a beauty. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Queen Sarah could study the petals and the leaves and the stem.
Will you tell her that I sent it to her?
I sure will, Daniel.
And also tell her that I'm very glad she's so much better.
That'll make her very happy. Thanks, Daniel. No doot?
Yeah.
Doot.
And one for the other paw.
Okay.
Doot. Doot. Oh, that's really good news. Yeah.
Good. We'll see you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Who's that knocking at my door? Hey, Robert Troll. Hey, did you think of something we could do for Queen Sarah?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What?
Do you have those leaves inside the tree?
Leaves inside? Oh, you mean my jumping leaves.
Those are the ones.
Like the ones Lady Elaine went on to Jupiter.
Right.
Okay, I'll get them. You want some?
Yeah, those would be fine.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay. Yes, that. And next is jumping leaves.
Here they are. Jump, ooh, jump.
Boy.
Hey, is Queen Sarah going to jump on those? Hey, wait a minute. She's not going away on them, is she?
No, 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 no. See, Dr. Bill has given her a microscope so that she can study leaves and stuff. And that's what she's going to use this for.
Oh, she's going to look at them under the microscope?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is Queen Sarah studying botany?
I guess so, X.
Boy, maybe she'll teach me a thing or two. I'd love to know some more about plants.
Yeah, she could probably teach us all something after she studies these.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'll tell Henrietta, and we'll think of some other things for her, okay?
Oh, please tell her, because I told her that I'd tell you both when I found something, right?
Yeah, right. I'll go over and tell her. See you, Robert Troll.
So long, X.
So long.
Wait a minute. Well, never mind. We got all we need. Hi, Charlie. Oh, this is for Queen Sarah to study under a microscope? Okay, Charlie, I'll take it to her.
So Queen Sarah's going to study botany. This is my telescope. It's something that you look in to see things that are far away. But a microscope is something that makes things look very big close up. Let's take a close-up look at this plant. And we will be studying botany, the study of plants. Look carefully, listen carefully. Might even hum some of that song. You want to sing it with me? If you will look carefully, listen carefully. That's a way to learn a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you if you will look. That's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, look, look. I know somebody who knows a lot about botany. She works at the museum. Her name is Betty Niedringhaus. I'm just going to give her a call, see if she can come over here and show us some of her work someday. She makes wax models of plants. Hello, may I speak with Mrs. Betty Niedringhaus, please? Thank you. That was the museum switchboard person who answered. Hello, Betty, this is Fred Rogers. Well, I'm just fine, thanks. Well, I've been visiting with my television friend, and we were talking about botany, and I thought maybe you might be able to bring over some of your work someday. Friday? That would be good for us. Good. Okay, we'll look forward to seeing you then. Thanks very much. All right, goodbye. She said she'd come over Friday. Very interesting person. Yes. And she'll show us a lot. Yesterday was Sunday. Today's Monday. tomorrow's Tuesday. We'll probably go see the McFeelys. Wednesday's the McFeelys go on their trip. Thursday, we help Bob Trow with the speedy deliveries. Friday, Betty Niedringhaus is coming. We've got quite a week in store. Yeah. I have some days of the week cards in here, I think. Do we have time for that? Yeah. Come on out to the kitchen. Quickly go through the days of the week. Now that says day. See that? And that says day. 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 7 days. And so you just say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 days, 7 days. The week has 7 days. And I'm glad to be able to visit with you on some of those days. Yep. Now I really have to go. Boy, we've done a lot today. That gives me a good feeling to know that I'll be back with you tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me, no matter which day it is, because I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.